For over 35 years, the nonprofit Central Kentucky Riding for Hope has operated out of the Kentucky Horse Park, graduating from an old tobacco barn to its current full-service facility. Under its umbrella of horse therapy, CKRH serves an enormous slice of the Central Kentucky area with a multitude of options. WUKY's Samantha Letterman recently spent an afternoon there to find out more.
You have a very nice, they call it a nice line between your rein is coming straight up, and then it's like it's part of your arm and all of your elbow.
Ruthie is taking her weekly lesson in the indoor arena. She's one of more than 465 participants of all ages who've taken advantage of CKRH this last year alone.
My first lesson horse was a horse named Fox. Then there was one named Dusty. He was a halflinger pony who was the worst, in my opinion, I'd ever had. He just refused to behave and do whatever. Then I got Sergeant, and he was like the best one I've had thus far. Like, we were in the Kentucky Special Olympics together, won back-to-back gold medals in the English chair riding class.
Ruthie has been coming to CKRH since 2010, but riding a lot longer.
I've actually been horseback riding since I was three. At the time, someone was sitting in the saddle with me since I was too small to be sitting in there by myself.
CKRH held almost 3,200 therapeutic sessions in 2015. And as Executive Director Pat Klein explains, these encompass a wide range of issues.
We serve children and adults with physical, cognitive, or social emotional disabilities. We do a lot of equine assisted mental health, and under that we have both mounted and non-mounted activities. But an example of that would be our past partnerships with Hospice of the Bluegrass Bereavement. Another one would be partnerships that we have with Bluegrass Rape Crisis. So victims of sexual violence, you know. We have also a pretty vibrant military program here. And so under the mental health aspect, we also do some partnerships with St. James Place, which is the homeless shelter for veterans in Lexington.
Shane Adams volunteers here now, but that's exactly how he started, and he now combines barn chores with his lessons.
Former Army Ranger, Special Forces team member, started out as a client in the therapeutic riding for veterans and fell in love with the program, and now I try to stay out here in the barn every day. I was injured on active duty, spinal injury and head injury. So I attended the riding program for that.
Likewise, instructor Jenny Jackson taught able-bodied riding for about 20 years before volunteering at CKRH. After a year there, she became PATH certified, that's the Professional Association of Therapeutic Horsemanship International, and joined the staff full-time.
You know, I learn from my students every single day, and to persevere, and that the progression, no matter how small it might be, is still progression, and it still counts. And over time, that adds up and turns into big changes over time that make a difference in their daily living.
Jackson notices differences between teaching able-bodied students to ride and working with her clients at CKRH.
I think that individuals with a disability, I think a lot of them in their life, you know, it's like, well, you can't do this, or you're not supposed to be able to do this. And able-bodied riders, I don't think, hear that throughout their days, you know, growing up. And so they come with some reservations that they have the ability to do it, that they can control this 1,000-pound animal. And I want to instill that in them. You do have what it takes, and they are listening to you. You are being heard.
Each year, more than 700 volunteers log up to 11,000 hours, whether that be helping with lessons, barn chores, or one of several fundraisers. This year, CKRH has been chosen as the official charity of the Rolex Kentucky three-day event. CKRH derives about 15% of its total funding from program revenue. The rest comes from community donations, grants, and fundraising. Klein shows me a photo of a young girl, perhaps 3 or 4 years old, on a horse at CKRH. That girl is now a young woman in her 20s and still attends regularly and still has two of the very same volunteers in her lesson every single time. The relationship that develops between horse and participant is equally strong.
It's a very special animal that's a therapy horse. They're about as intuitive as you could ever hope a horse to be. A couple of these horses just know that when that rider gets in the wheelchair, their deal is that they're going right over and they're going to put their head right in their lap. So, you know, the child that can't reach up, you know, they don't have to because that horse's head, it comes right to them. And, you know, they'll stand there and let the child in the wheelchair, you know, just love on them and play with them. And if they can't use their hands, you know, the children will use their face.
The common denominator in each and every varied therapy provided at CKRH is the horse, and there are 27 permanent equine residents. Their care and upkeep, of course, costs a small fortune each year, but the enrichment and comfort that they provide is priceless.
Being around a horse is just really special for someone like me.
For 91.3 WUKY News, I'm Samantha Lederman.